It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And I reached out to Sherry Ann Bushman because I wanted her to share about my boy's life with Slater and Sawyer. Welcome, Sherry Ann.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's quite an honor.
You know, I was just looking through Instagram, and I noticed where you had gone 6 months, of course, 192 days in St. Jude Hospital before you actually created an Instagram. It was October 12th. 2018 was the first post that you made on Instagram.
I did. It was very difficult for me to just be public about Slater for so many reasons. I think just fear. I was just afraid to share the really difficult moments, and I really didn't have much positive to say. And I didn't want to worry people more, especially since we took on that worry burden ourselves being parents. It was really difficult. It was a very difficult time. But then I think we had turned the page where he was a little bit somewhat stable, but he was going through bone marrow transplant. And so I was away from him for 28 days while his father stayed with him at transplant. And I had to stay behind with my older son because siblings were not allowed, you know, in that transplant floor. My littlest one got sick and I got sick the week of transplant, so I was not able to go, so we had to swab. And it was during that time, though, we FaceTimed every single day, and we were right by the hospital. We were in the hospital housing there in Memphis, Tennessee. That's when I think I had the courage to say, hey, this isn't just my story. This is not just Slater's story. There are so many people going through this, and all of these months we've learned a lot. We just need to share to hopefully help someone else that's going through the same thing, to say, hey, 6 months later, we're still here standing. We've gotten through one phase and now we're finishing a second phase. And the purpose was to just kind of help others, you know, if they can find any information and see what he's going through and relate and give them some kind of hope in any way. That's why I created the page, and that's why we still keep the page alive. You know, I've had so many messages of parents and friends saying, oh my goodness, my sister's child, my best friend's child diagnosed with the same thing. Any words of encouragement, any words of advice, we found your page and it's given us so much hope. That's, I think, the purpose of the whole thing. I think that's even one of the reasons, you know, if something had to happen to Slater, I think the silver lining is he was meant to help other people. And this is one form of how we can help others, just by sharing his story.
Yes, exactly. And of course, that's what we want to talk about today. And from the very beginning, you included Sawyer as part of this journey, because obviously being an older brother, 2 years older, has a significant impact on him as well.
Absolutely. And he was, when Slater was first diagnosed at age 4, Big Brother was 6 years old, and their birthdays are very close together. They're July 17 and 18, so they're exactly 2 years apart. And they've been inseparable since the day Slater was born. So when we went to St. Jude, we went all together as a family. And although Sawyer did not, you know, receive any of the daily injections and surgery and all that treatment, he witnessed every single thing. And he was baby brother's biggest champion, biggest supporter. You know, there are different schools of thought. You know, as a mother, you have guilt of, well, you know, now you're exposing your other son to all of this trauma, seeing his baby brother go through treatment. But we really didn't have much of an option. We didn't have a place for Sawyer to stay 1,000 miles away for a year, 2 years. We didn't know how long. We couldn't have just abandoned our child. So there was just not even a question. We just had to take him with us and just fight it through as a family.
Children are sponges, and they absorb everything that's going on around them. And they're acutely aware of things that are happening, especially when it's in a traumatic type of situation like this, and you see your brother being poked and prodded and being treated at St. Jude.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're starting to see the ramifications of that today. Even though we have now been home for 1 year, we returned back home last summer from St. Jude after being there for a total of 424 days at St. Jude, 442 days in total of all the hospitals, as we had 3 weeks prior to St. Jude that, you know, we had been admitted for them to try to find out what he had. So all that time away from home, away from family and friends, away from his security and comfort of, you know, his toys and his room, and being thrown into a hospital, 1,000 miles away. You know, we got through the days day by day, but then when we came home, I think that's where you started seeing some of the emotional trauma represent in Sawyer. So you see that he's got anxiety. He is really fearful of any kind of medical procedure. I don't even know how I'm going to take him to a dentist, you know. It's just kind of all of that. They came home a month shy of being 6 and 8, and they were there when they were 4 and 6. So it was a long time. And one of the hardest things when I was at St. Jude hearing Sawyer, we would sleep all in the same hospital room. And when Slater was discharged to housing, we would, all be together. About 4 months in, Sawyer, who was just about to turn 7, he looked at me and he said, "Mommy, I'm losing memories of my home. I'm losing memories of my room and everything." And as a mother, it's just absolutely heartbreaking to hear. And I said, "Listen, home is wherever we are, as long as we're together and we're making new memories and we're going to make fun memories here." And it's kind of weird to say you're going to make fun memories being in a children's cancer hospital, but we really try to make something normal out of the most abnormal situation. So every day we try to make things fun and happy, and you know, along with all the trauma, to just at least balance out, even though most days we couldn't balance it out. But we tried to make good memories there too.
And Sherri-Ann, I don't hesitate to talk about the friendships that are made at St. Jude. One of my dear friends now, Stephanie and Derek Whistler, we became very close to Colt and his family through his grandfather, Mike Johnson. You can speak to the relationships that are established there at St. Jude, because these are lifetime friendships that you make with people who have similar circumstances with their children.
Oh, absolutely. Stephanie and little Colt and their other son, Ty, they lived across from us in housing, so they moved in. And, we say friendships, but truly they just become family. They've become closer to us than any kind of friends that you could just possibly make, only because you live with them, you cry with them, you go through the exact same things oftentimes, and you don't need words. So you can just, when you bump into them in the medicine room or in clinic waiting to be seen in the back or in the cafeteria in between, their appointment visits, you just see their eyes and no words need to be spoken. You know exactly what they're feeling and you know exactly what they're thinking and all the emotions that go through it. So we couldn't get through any of this without the support and families of St. Jude. And it's funny because for the longest time, when you have a child going through something like this, St. Jude is very unique because it's not just a hospital where you have other ailments, like a child coming in and he's got a broken leg. Well, the leg will heal, or a child coming in with a giant cut and stitches. This is a pediatric cancer hospital. So when you walk in there, it's just tired parents and beautiful children with bald little heads and nasal face tubes going down into their stomach. It can be very scary. It can be very overwhelming. And for me at the beginning, it was very hard to even want to almost talk to another family because I see their little child and I just want to hug them and cry. And, your heart opens up for all children. And it's really hard when you're going through the fears and the anxieties and the worries of the day-to-day of your child. But now you love the families there and their children become your children. So, we're just constantly texting each other or knocking on each other's door. How did he do today? How is his scan? So you don't worry about your own child's scan. You worry about all of the families there because you're all in it together. So it really does add a lot more almost stress and anxiety, or I should say pain in your heart. You also had created your heart into such a capacity, an infinite capacity to hold these families so tender and dear to it, that there's no other way to, in my opinion, having survived this without our beautiful St. Jude families that are forever family.
I love that. We're going to take a quick break, Sherri-Ann, and when we come back, let's talk about my boy's life some more, talk about Slater and Sawyer, how people can follow this journey. I know that there are many things going on with Slater and Sawyer as well, and you have been more than willing to share with listeners, followers, and it started back in October when you finally took that step in 2018 to say that you wanted to have a place that you could share this, and I know that was tough, but I appreciate the fact that you've been willing to share this part of your life, and I think that it has been a benefit to others. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're talking to Sherri-Ann Bushman. She is in Lake Worth, Florida, and she is sharing My Boy's Life. You can find that on Instagram. She's talking about Slater, her son, who had stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, and they were at St. Jude Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee for a very extended period of time. We'll come right back, and we'll talk some more about this effort and talk more about My Boy's Life. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. Get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. In September, we talked about going gold for childhood cancer, right? We talked about childhood cancer awareness. That was the big deal in September. As I say over and over again through the Mark White Show, we don't want to just focus in September on the families that are battling cancer, childhood cancer. We want to focus on these families year-round and the needs of these families. One of the ways that many people who have faced this childhood cancer battle find outlets to share their own stories, to allow people to come into their lives and know what is going on with their children. We otherwise don't have the insight into the situation, and we never really will until we actually experience it ourselves, but they give us insight into these situations with these young people and what they battle, the parents, what they have to go through, and the siblings. And Sherry Ann Bushman is a great example of that through My Boy's Life with Slater and Sawyer, and I'd like to welcome her back to the Mark White Show. Welcome back, Sherry Ann.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's quite an honor.
No, thank you. And when we think about you starting back October 2018, and you talked about the fact that you had already been at St. Jude Hospital for 6 months, and this was a decision you made that you wanted to open this door to this world, this unique world that there are a lot of people who have not experienced it. We don't want them to experience it. But at the same time, they have an awareness of what is going on in your life and what is happening to Slater and Sawyer, and you've given that insight. What are some responses that you've had from people who have followed the journey and told you that they appreciate the fact that you've been willing to do this?
Oh, I think the response has been pretty remarkable. When I first created the page, it was Our Boy's Life on Facebook and on YouTube. I posted some of the videos there on YouTube. And it was My Boy's Life on Instagram. When I had first created that, it was out of a desire to share his journey, to help bring not just awareness, but to help others that may be going through the same thing and needed a place where they could just find hope. It was 6 months into me actually creating that page. So the first 6 months were very, very difficult. I had a hard time sharing things because it didn't look good, and I didn't want to worry people. I didn't want to make anyone sad, and I really had a hard time opening up. But in October, I realized I need to because there's other people going through the same thing. And hey, we made 6 months. Isn't that remarkable in itself, considering that he had stage 4
yes.
high-risk disease, you know? And the minute that I posted it, my first post, us rejoicing and rejoining Slater after he was finishing his phase 2 of receiving a bone marrow transplant, stem cell transplant after high-dose chemo, I've gotten messages from people saying, hey, my sister's daughter just got diagnosed with this. What kind of words do you have? What can I tell her? How is he doing? And they came to me looking for help, looking for advice, looking just for a glimmer or shimmer of hope. And that really showed one of the reasons I think that he was meant for this earth, and one of the reasons why I think he was chosen for this path, is to help others, and he's helped countless others. We've met people in person. We've met people online, and given them the hope, like, hey, he's ahead of us. He's a year into it, and he's still here, and he has gotten some of the worst side effects of all time. And look, he is still here. And I had wished that at the beginning of our journey that I would be, that I had gone and searched something similar too, to give me that glimmer of hope. I was just so worried. And you see so much darkness and so much bad news and so many terrible outcomes that you just want to close it off and not subject yourself to that kind of, you know, fear. So I wanted to change that. I wanted it to be a beacon of hope for other people going through it, because you can beat it. People have survived, and, you know, it's in God's hands. And I believe that he's here to share that and share that hope with everyone.
Absolutely. The narrative is really up to us, isn't it?
It really is. Absolutely.
And you think about when your life came to a screeching halt, you're a professional in your industry, and then suddenly you have this that interferes. The C word gets in the way, and your mm-hmm. life comes to a screeching halt, and you have to make decisions quickly for your child. I know several families who they went into the doctor's office as soon as they found out, they're taking the child by ambulance or helicopter to St. Jude or one of these other facilities, and then the domino effect occurs, and one by one, all these dominoes start to fall, and it's so sudden. When you hear the stories of how quickly they found out and then what happened next, it almost seems like a blur if you were to describe it for some families when they first hear those words that their child has cancer, and the medical team starts to move on trying to come up with a solution.
Oh, absolutely. I remember We had taken him to the ER when he was four, and that's when he had his leg. He said his leg was hurting him, and it's not normal for a four-year-old little boy to be complaining of leg pain. And they had discharged us. They said, oh, he probably fell, Mama. And I said, no, he didn't fall. I know my child. I know every hair follicle on this child. So believe me. And of course, I was kind of looked at as a helicopter mom, like, you know, trust me, he fell. Kids don't tell you everything. Well, I returned back to the ER a couple of days later, and it was at that point they actually drew blood, and they took us by ambulance in the middle of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning to another hospital better equipped to help him because they were alarmed. And from there, that hospital discharged us, thinking indicating that it was an atypical virus. And then 12 hours later, we were at a third hospital, and where we stayed for a couple of weeks. And I remember they were doing all kinds of scans and MRIs and CTs. And he went down for one more scan and MRI of his lower spine under sedation. And I was in the waiting room right outside as everyone left to go to lunch with my older little boy, who was just six at the time. And I remember getting called back way too quickly. Please come with me. We need your signature. Outside the MRI, the doctor came and asked me right there in the hallway to please sign this form. I had the worst gut feeling. She looked at me with tears in her eyes and she said, I need your consent to give him contrast. We found a mass. We stopped the scan. We need your consent. A mass, that four-letter word, brought me to my knees. Mm. She ran back inside and I signed and I sat outside that hospital floor, outside that door, crying, terrified and alone. I didn't want to leave that hallway. And it's funny because up until then, they had all kinds of doctors there. They had the intensivist, they had the orthopedic surgeon, they had the infectious disease doctor. No one would ever dream it would be the big C, as I call it. But then when we wheeled him back upstairs and he was just waking and he was in the room with friends and family as he was waking, we saw the oncologist, and she had never been called up until that point. And she asked to speak with us, and it was right there. She said the words that we couldn't even believe. It was utter words of disbelief, shock, and utter devastation. She said, your son has cancer. Before you can blink, it's like your life flashes in front of you as if you're about to be in a car accident, head-on collision. And when I repeated that horrible word in my head, replayed what she said, she went for a second blow without skipping a beat. She said, it's stage four. So, you know, dropping to our knees, I just immediately started crying, tears flooding down. And I said, it's okay. You know what? We're going to go to the best hospital in the world to beat this. We're going to go to Beijing. We're going to go to Abu Dhabi. She looked at me and she said, you're going to go to St. Jude. And I said, you're not listening to me. You're going to go to the best place in the world to save my boy. And she said, St. Jude is where you need to go. And so we were on a plane essentially the next day. We hadn't, the boy's dad went and brought two suitcases of clothes from home, came back, and from the hospital, we went on a plane to Memphis, Tennessee, 1,000 miles away, where we remained for another 424 days before coming home.
Mm.
So quite a journey.
And then when we're talking about this journey, October the 1st marked 2 years later after the bone marrow and stem cell transplant, which was received and did well. I see a picture of a cake and I see a St. Jude logo and 2 years and two boys that are smiling. I know that you just finished up maybe a special video for St. Jude as well.
I did. So we've, our mission during treatment and post-treatment has been to fundraise for St. Jude, the hospital that essentially saved his life, and for other organizations that have helped us along the way, the Kids Cancer Foundation, special spaces where they kind of organize children's rooms. But primarily the focus is St. Jude because, you know, they can't, they've been amazing with their clinical trials and their, you know, percentages of saving children. But, you know, until every child is saved, we will not stop. They will not stop. So what a blessing it has been for 2 years after receiving bone marrow transplant that he is still here with a crazy head of hair, quarantine hair, as I call it. It is so long. But it's
not as long as yours, though, Sherri-Ann. Not as long as yours yet.
Almost. It's getting there. But what a miracle, Mark. It is an absolute blessing and miracle. And by the grace of God and by all the, I call them angels. I call them angels sent from angels on earth. These are the nurses, the doctors, and the staff at St. Jude. It takes a special someone, a special heart, to work in a cancer hospital for children, and they do it day in and day out with a smile. It's incredible. So it was definitely a thing to celebrate. So we had to make a special cake, of course, his favorite, vanilla.
Oh, I love it, and I love your pictures. You have a beautiful couple of boys, and just to see you all smiling just makes my heart feel so good to be able to look at that and see. And I see your fundraiser is currently at 66%, $3,343 of a currently $5,000 goal. That's pretty impressive.
It sure is. And, you know, I just can't believe the generosity and the giant hearts of people to just give. I mean, many people don't have children themselves. Many people certainly don't have children with cancer. And people that don't even know us, you know, Slater's story, like so many of our St. Jude battle warriors, and all, not just St. Jude, all children that are battling cancer all over the world, we tug at heartstrings. It's something that, you know, the innocence of a child, someone who certainly didn't deserve this in any way of their own, battling for their lives when they should be enjoying their childhood. People are just so incredibly generous. They are so compassionate in giving, and we've had repeat people, repeat donations to the fundraiser from the same people. It's been remarkable. It's been so heartwarming to see. My heart is so full every time I see that I got another, that we got another donation. And all this money, obviously, it's all for the hospital. It's just whatever we can do on our end to have them keep running. They run entirely on donations. So, you know, this is how they help save children.
I believe you've described this wonderful group of people as your village.
It is. It is an amazing village. Not only is it an amazing village here, you know, locally, we've got wonderful support from friends and family, our neighbors in our neighborhood, the school especially. They even fundraise for St. Jude. They participate in the St. Jude Run Walk, you know, donating, in honor of Slater. Our law enforcement agency here has been so entirely supportive. They're also St. Jude fundraising entities too. They've done fundraising where we've been invited for St. Jude. They give so much of their time. And it's the village of the people that we've met right here in the South, living in Tennessee for a while, right there on the border of the other states. We've met so many families just on our ventures out from St. Jude Hospital, either going to the park or meeting with Santa during Christmas. You know, we had a little excursion. They are forever friends and family. When I say village, I don't just mean, you know, the local people in our town. I mean everyone that has embraced Slater, everyone that has embraced us into their lives and, you know, touched their lives in some way. They've touched our lives tenfold back. So we have an amazing village of people, absolutely.
One of the things that I see about the boys lately as they get ready for Halloween, the Always Signed with Love Company put out a special sign, and I think the boys were pretty excited about that.
Oh, they were so cute. A giant lawn sign that says boo, and they came running out, and, you know, no matter everything that they've seen and witnessed at St. Jude, and just in losing friends, right, losing children their age that were their friends for a year and a half, they still somehow retain their innocence. And when they saw that blue sign, they came running out and they said, a ghost messes and a ghost booed us. Mommy, there's a ghost. Because there's like a little pail of, in a sign, you've been booed, and had all kinds of little treats. And so they had their flashlights at night with their little backpacks, almost like Ghostbusters, looking for the ghost. It was the cutest thing. And sometimes you think that, you know, this experience just made them grow up way too fast and expose them to way too many things. And then you have these precious moments, reminding you that they are still entirely innocent children at heart. And, you know, they kind of kept a little bit of that, and it was so sweet. That organization, they also gave them their birthday signs too. They also provided the birthday signs there too, for during the summer. And mind you, their birthdays went one day apart. So it was really special to see.
Well, we certainly appreciate all those who go above and beyond to help families like yours and to recognize young people like Slater and Sawyer and the experience that they're having to go through. And it really does make the world go round, and it makes it a better place for us to live when we have people like that that come into our lives and show this massive amount of support.
Absolutely. And especially in this crazy year of, you know, everyone having to deal with this pandemic and coronavirus and all the stresses and things that came along with it, people losing their work, people getting sick. And, you know, you started seeing where, and of course, even saying like election year, you see a lot of divisiveness, you see a lot of stress. But then you see people just coming together. And I think it is so needed. You have this child and you have people from all walks of life. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what political affiliation you are. It doesn't matter what language you speak. Love and children is a universal language. And it's just amazing seeing people just kind of come together. We've made lifelong friends along this journey that are forever dear to our hearts. All because of a story of a little boy who beat cancer or is trying to beat cancer. He's not out of the woods yet, but, right. You know, we're praying.
Well, we're all in your corner. We continue to support St. Jude and their effort and your family as well. I want to make sure that people know how to donate right now to this St. Jude fundraiser, Team Slater Strong, which is events.stjude.org/Team Slater Strong, and you can help build that 66%, that goal of $5,000, to get it to where it's the complete $5,000. They're over $3,000 right now. And on Facebook, it's Our Boys Life, no apostrophes. And then on Instagram, it's My Boys Life, again, no apostrophe. And you can follow this journey of Slater and Sawyer and the Bushman family. And it is just really a pleasure to have you join me here on the Mark White Show today, Sherry Ann, and to share the story, the journey that your family has been through.
Oh, the pleasure has been all mine. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for sharing Slater's journey and for everything that you do to help families like Slater, help families going through the same thing, and just to promote awareness and all the love and positivity that it spreads. You're giving a lot of people hope by, you know, broadcasting this. So from the bottom of my heart, Mark, we thank you.
Well, let's keep it going, okay?
Thank you. Absolutely.
Folks, we've been talking to Sherry Ann Bushman, and what a journey her family has made through St. Jude and to this point where they're celebrating in front of a cake from St. Jude with the St. Jude logo that 2 years has now passed. And we're so happy that Slater and Sawyer can be the boys that they need to be able to enjoy life, have fun, enjoy Halloween, all these things that are around us. And I hope that your family is enjoying that too. And I hope that if you haven't gone through this experience of childhood cancer, childhood illness, that you will focus on some of these families and get to learn understanding, get to an understanding about what they're going through and show some kindness to them. We never know when we may be in their shoes. And so when we take opportunities to show love and kindness to those who are in their difficult situations, we are more inclined to have the strength and the courage because we feed off of what they've shown us. And that certainly is the case when it comes to Sherry Ann and her sharing her boy's life for us, through us, and to us. And we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today. I do once again encourage you to go to My Boys Life on Instagram, go to Our Boys Life on Facebook, and then also support the fundraiser. And we appreciate Sherry Ann Bushman joining us here from Florida today here on the Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. I love you, dear.
people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good